Alright, what's up, Nation? Now, before we get to the show, I'd just like to leave a little disclaimer for you about the content of the show. Now, when you hear me say things on here, I don't want you to take them as fact immediately. I want you to do your own research, and I want you to decide what you think for yourself. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I'm no better than any mainstream news source out there if I tell you what to think. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be someone you can trust. So do your research if you want to learn more about a topic I've talked about and decide what you think for yourself. Anyway, let's get right to the show. Alright, Nation, we're back. Just kidding. It's not the show yet. I just wanted to leave a little disclaimer because I don't want any of the bands or people that I interview or any ads, if I had them, to feel like they kind of got gypped or anything, because I have pretty strong beliefs on many things, and I just want to make sure that you guys know that no one that's featured on my podcast, no guests, no interviews, no bands, agree with what I say unless they explicitly say. Okay, that's the only time. And unless it is said that, they don't agree with me. As far as I know, they don't know what a politic is. Alright? It's just music that I like and people that I want to talk to. So yeah, that's kinda what I wanted to talk about. Just what I wanted to say before we got to the show. Without any further ado, let's get to the show. Greetings, Nation! You just tuned in to another episode of your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nation, spewing truth since 2018. I'm your host, Max Bichette, and today, we got a good episode for y'all. I got that good water. Yeah, we're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff. We're gonna review an album. We're gonna review Fulminator's Crack Attack. Great album, so good. We'll get to that in a minute. We're gonna talk about all kinds of stuff, probably politics and such, music and whatnot, and some just anecdotal things and all the stuff that we do here, you know, stories, all that stuff. It's a process, but I do what I do, and, I try to do it well. Sometimes I'm lazy with it, but whatever. So next segment, we're gonna review Crack Attack by, Fulminator. They're a Puerto Rican thrash metal crossover thrash band. Oh, my ear is so itchy for some reason. Mosquitoes are out. Damn, I hate mosquitoes, man, like, they're literally horrible, and I think that that they have no purpose on this earth, and don't deserve to be alive. Well, that's just my thoughts. So I'm chilling, just being a guy doing stuff. Wow, I'm so tired from today, and I didn't even do that much, really. I did a lot of walking, I guess, and I moved a bunch of buckets of grain, but, you know, I don't know, I just feel tired. Could also be the fact that I'm recording this at 11 at night, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Time is a funny thing, man. Like, there's no, like, you countlessly relive, like, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:05. You relive that little, like, you relive the number, but you don't relive the actual time. Because time is just a construct, man, and there's no real way to gauge time properly other than the this construct that we've created of of a way to grasp what happens in a day, or how the or what time, or at what point in the sun's or in the Earth's rotation should we be at a specific place at whatever, or should be doing a specific thing, you know. But time isn't real. Time is just the Earth rotating on its axis, as well as orbiting the sun. So yeah. Anyway, we're gonna go to a break. We're gonna play a song. I don't know what we're gonna play, honestly. You know, let's play a song by Honor. Why not? And like, Honor is awesome. They're a thrash metal band from Sweden. Hopefully we're gonna do something with them soon. What that something is, I can't tell you. Otherwise, that would not be a surprise, and we want this to be a surprise of sorts. Oh wow! Anyway, coming up next, we got Cyclone B by Honor. That's what I say. Like Cyclone, but with a Z. Cyclone B coming up next on Phenomena Nations. We will be right back. Wait for me, opening gates off the grid. Listen to me.
right, you just heard Zyklone, Zyklone B by Honor. They're a Swedish thrash metal band from Sweden. Ha, yeah. It doubled up there just to make sure you know. But we're going to do our album review of the week that now. We're going to be reviewing Crack Attack by Fulminator. They're a Puerto Rican crossover thrash band. Tight. I can't remember what year this album was released, but, we played their music before, Fulminator, and, it's pretty good music. I love, crossover thrash, especially the more modern stuff. I'm a big fan of overall, just new wave thrash in general. So I think that's a big reason why I liked it. And before we get into the album completely, I want to give you a little roadmap, I guess, of what albums we're going to be reviewing in the next few episodes. So next episode we're going to be reviewing a Hatred album. I'm not exactly sure which one, but we will figure it out, because they're all pretty good. Then the week after that, we're going to be reviewing Slipknot's self-titled debut. I recently got into Slipknot. They're pretty cool. And after that, I don't know. I just know the next two. So, yeah. That's going to be fun. I'll get to that next segment. Anyway, we're just going to get to Crack Attack by Fulminator. So, Fulminator, crossover thrash band from space, but they're currently residing in Puerto Rico. This album, is a crossover thrash album, but it's, a lot of crossover thrash albums have short songs. Typically, a long song, a crossover thrash album, is 2.5 minutes. They're usually between, 50 seconds to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So, if you listen to, a Municipal Waste album, yeah, you'll get a few, 3-minute, 4-minute tracks even, depending on the album. But overall, they're relatively short, you know? And, I think this... Fulminator does, and crossover thrash has a. I'm getting ahead of myself. Has a very high speed, very intense sound, so it's that's usually why the songs are so short, to just keep up that intensity that they have. It's just a quick punch to the face. But what Fulminator does is they have regular length songs, 3-minute, 4-minute songs, but the last track is 10 minutes about, but still. Overall, they keep it to a normal length of each song, and this is really cool, what they have, because they keep that intensity and that angry attack that crossover thrash has, but also holds the length of a song. You know, like a lot of crossover thrash bands can't do that. And that's good water. But I think that's what these guys do really well, is the keeping up with the intensity of the song, or the speed, the attack of it. And that's what I really enjoy about them, because, you listen to a Municipal Waste album in 20 minutes. I mean, it's good for some things, but you're not gonna pick, you're not gonna go on the Art of Partying and pick, this song's gonna go on a party playlist. You might have to play the whole album, Well, actually, no, I take that back because, well, it depends on the, honestly, it depends on the mood. I don't know. But, again, it's just, these guys have real full-length songs, and I think what's really cool is they keep up the intensity of most of the songs. They also, remind me of Gwar a little bit. Specifically the song Puke Queen. It has that, it kind of has that slower, if you listen to, like, earlier Gwar, like, Scum Dogs of the Universe, it has, some of the songs have a slower pace to them, kind of chuggier, and that's kind of what Puke Queen has, and I think that's really cool, that they kind of had that, different, it was kind of like a weird kind of intermission, almost, or that you would put into an album. It's a good song, and it's different than the songs around it. It's just, kind of like you go from Reptilian Breath, which is I guess it's more stompy than fast, but it's still, a contrast to Puke Queen. So, and I think overall they're inspired by Gwar. That's just what I can hear anyway, because of the humor in it and the kind of the aggression that Gwar has and the lyrical style, but they're not copying it. You know, like when I say they have a similar style to them, they're not copying them. They just, they've been inspired by them. And that's really cool as well. And again, you can really hear that on the track Puke Queen. And, the song before it, Reptilian Breath, which is probably one of my favorite songs off the album, it is more of a stompier thrash song, more chuggy, I guess, and more groovy overall, compared to the song before it, even. Like, every song is different and unique. Like, the glow of the nuclear hash, going to Reptilian Breath, the glow of the nuclear hash is more of a faster song, more of an aggressive song, more of an attack song, I guess, would be the best way I could put it. And then Reptilian Breath is, you got that stompy, groovy, kind of cool, really, riffs. And it's very cool how they composed the album, because it's, overall, it's not everything is the same, and that's really important, I think, when you're playing, when you're doing, especially a thrash album, because it can get very repetitive. But these guys do it well, you know. The first track and the second track, you know, you got Johnny Died in a Mosh and Bulletproof Panties. See, that's where kind of the humor comes in. Well, it's all throughout the album, but that's kind of a funny name of a track overall. That's my favorite song after, actually, but we can't play it on the show. Not because, like, I don't want to. It's just, I don't know, it's a little bit, racy. I would, but I think, I want to play Reptilian Breath after this, because I really enjoy that song. I like the stompiness of it, like the grooviness of it, so I think that's pretty cool. Because we played a more straightforward thrash attack song, last segment, so we're gonna go with something more, groovy and stuff after this segment, so. And, this is, this is a cool album because it makes fun of everyone, too. 10th track, Summertime, Teeth and Blood. It makes fun of just everyone, like, different politicians from both sides of the political spectrum, famous celebrities getting eaten by a shark, you know, like the Kardashians, Obama, Trump, all these people getting eaten by a shark, and it's a pretty funny song, and it's, it makes fun of everyone. The only person that makes it out alive is Psycho Maiko, so, and you can hear the suicidal tendencies influence, so that's probably why, obviously, like, you know, they let Psycho Maiko live. Like, I would let him live, too, if I wrote that song, but I didn't, so. And then, I want to end this all by talking about the 11th track. Maybe not end it, but kind of bring her to a close. By the last song, the 11th track off the album, Basalt's Blues, and then in parentheses or brackets, Roach Smoker, which is a 9-minute-and-45-second song. But you wouldn't think that, because really, it's got a lot of variation in the song, so it's almost like listening to a couple different songs. The beginning of it is more of a straightforward, aggressive thrash song, or maybe not aggressive, but a groovy thrash song, and then it kind of goes into a slower song, or a slower part of the song, and then it has variation, and I think that's very important. So, yeah, that's what my take on this album is. Very great album, and you gotta look at the cover art. It's epic. They got like this big monster thing with a brain sticking out and the crackbot and all the members of the band behind an explosion, and there's zombies and there's aliens and there's, it's got it all. Cat, stop, please. I got my cat in here. And that's just my take on it. It's a really awesome album. Even if you're not into thrash metal, I think you'd like this. You know, it has a little bit of everything, a little bit of something for everyone. So, go and check out this album. We're gonna play, Reptilian Breath by Fulminator coming up next on Phenomena Nations. I just want to thank Fulminator for, letting us use their music on the show, and for the awesome music, just making it. So, again, thank you very much, Fulminator. We're going to play Reptilian Breath, the, what track is it, what number? The 6th track off of Crack Attack, their first full-length album, released in 2018. Coming up next on Phenomena Nations, we'll be right back.
I will be there when you die. Next to your hospital bed, I will bend the wheel of time. When you see me, you will cry, and in my arms you will lay. I will bend the wheel of time and see you die a million times. I will bend the force of nature just to see you cry. I'm the mind.
Hey Luke, you look sad.
Yeah, I am. I've been looking for a webcomic online that features the wacky adventures of cryptids and the like.
Well, that's a coincidence, because I've been reading a webcomic that features the wacky adventures of cryptids and the like. You know what it's called?
What?
Cryptids Comics.
That's insane.
I know. It's a fitting name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can find them on Instagram at cryptids_comics, or Cryptids Comics anywhere, I guess. Check them out, because I think you'd enjoy it if you're
looking for webcomics about cryptids and the like.
About the wacky adventures of cryptids and the like.
Yeah.
Do you feel less sad now?
Yeah.
See you guys. Max knows.
No, Max is dumb.
Well, I figured out what the most useless class in school is. Or, I guess, stupid, but you'll see what I mean in a second. So, health class is health class. Not that the information is useless. It's that I've never really had a good teacher, or I've had good teachers teach it, but I've never had a teacher teach it good. You can have a good teacher teaching anything, but you can't have a good teacher teach anything. Like, you can physically do it, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. I've never had a good experience with health class. It's always the stupidest thing. The way that it's run. I've had great teachers teach me health class. That doesn't matter. It's just that the way that it's taught is stupid. Honestly, like, the worksheets that were given, it just... the answers don't, or the questions don't make sense. And it's not that they're... it's not like it's just a word salad. It's just that the way that you try to answer it, nothing clicks. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels this. Actually, you know what? Let me call my friend. Can I call my friend while I'm recording? Here, let me try him.
Damn. Nope. It doesn't work. Anyway, but nothing clicks, you know, or very few pieces of it click. It feels like you're pushing for an answer, like a question we were learning about, like, bad decisions and alcohol and stuff. What's a way to affirmatively, oh, someone's mowing the lawn, say no without saying no? And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like you're kind of pushing for something. Like, what? It seems like you're trying too hard to get, like, an answer that doesn't matter. Nothing makes sense in health class. It's all just, this is this. At least in science, there's an explanation of sorts. And I hate science. But, again, it doesn't matter how good a teacher is. It seems it's almost impossible for one to properly and to teach health class in a fashion that isn't hard to understand or just is not completely stupid. I have a favorite teacher. I'm pretty sure he knows he's my favorite teacher. He couldn't teach health. He is the greatest teacher in the world, but he could not teach health. No one can. Our vice principal couldn't. Our frickin' whatever we have now can't. It is literally the dumbest class. Every question, every test we take makes no sense. Wow. I'm getting really worked up.
It makes no sense. Like, every question, it just seems... Like, have you ever had a long-form question on a test, but you don't really know what to put, so you kind of just... like, put whatever? You know, you kind of stick to the original formula a bit, and you somehow end up passing? That's what health is 100% of the time. It's just the... All right, well, I'll just write this down, and hopefully I'll pass. And it usually works out, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying? But no matter what, it just doesn't... It's not that it doesn't make sense. Because it does. I understand it. It doesn't click, though. Now, I can't really explain what clicking is, but it's just when something falls into place right. When you're playing a video game, I guess. For some of you, for the younger people, when you play a video game and you've been stuck on a level for a while and you finally figure out what you were doing wrong and you do that and you pass the level or the section of the game, that's what I mean by clicking. Or when you're trying to fix something and you don't know the problem, but you figure it out and you fix it and then the thing works again. It's just it just fits. It just works. It just clicks. It feels right. Nothing in health class feels right. Good water. Nothing in my health class just clicks. Nothing clicks. Math, it clicks. Science, even. It made sense. I got good marks in my science tests. And I get good marks in health, but it just it doesn't click. So yeah, that's just that is just my thoughts on health class. You know, and same with social. It's just everything in social class. Not a lot of it clicks. I'm a guy who understands politics relatively well, especially for my age. But the way that they teach social class, social studies in schools, it doesn't click. I mean, a lot better than health. You know what? It depends, honestly, on the, it depends on each thing. But I'll tell you what doesn't click either. Career class. Maybe it didn't help the teacher I had. Like, maybe the teacher I had didn't help. But overall, I've never really got social, health and career to click for me. It's, I remember one time we had the most vague instructions to do an assignment. And I did what the paper told me to do. And then I found out later that we had to do significantly more than what was even said to do. I don't know really how to explain this, but you had to write a paragraph about each thing that you researched. It was about universities and stuff. And you had to research a university that was good for this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I was like, okay, and I just wrote it down on a piece of on a Google Doc, and it didn't say anything about writing up about it until I can't even remember. I think someone might have asked the teacher and started doing it without telling. I don't know, honestly, but I figured it out and I got it done in a period, like 45 minutes or less, and I was just like this is the worst. There was no explanation for what we were supposed to do. And I get, like, go above and beyond, but when I don't... But I didn't even understand the assignment in the first place, so I don't know. I just have trouble with school. I honestly, you know, it's just... I don't like school ever. at all. I don't like the explanations. I don't like the all of it, man. Like, but whatever. We're gonna play some music. I gotta go back to some of the stuff we haven't played in a while. What do we got? We gotta play, where is it? I had it right here. It's in my book here. Azrea. We're gonna play Azrea. Coming up next on Phenomena Nations. Did I play them? Whatever. It doesn't matter. My show! Coming up next, we got Azrea. They're a metalcore band from, New York, I believe, if I am not mistaken. But, they're very, very cool band. They're really, really nice. They were the first ones to respond to my, thing about music for the show, and that makes them even cooler. I love all my bands, though, or all the bands that are, that let me play their music. Coming up next, we got, Forged in Fire, by Azrea. You know, that's a good show, but it's probably not about the show. Coming up next, we got, again, Forged in Fire by the New York metalcore band Azrea. We'll be right back.
My soul resides.
All right, we're going to get into COVID right here. I'm going to read you a couple articles and such, and we'll leave links to everything, obviously. So, this was published 27 days ago as of recording, May 26th, I believe. This is from Premier Scott Moe, also known as Premier, I don't know, stupid. I don't know, there's a lot of things you could call him. Bought off, that's another one, Premier bought off. Just like Jason Kenney and Doug Ford, so on and so forth. So, quote, if you really want all your freedoms back, go get in line and get vaccinated. Unquote. Sask Premier urges vaccine-hesitant residents to get in line and get vaccinated. Quote, it seems ridiculous that I have to sit here and mention this, but I guess I do. Vaccines work. Unquote. Premier Scott Moe Tuesday at a provincial press conference where he reiterated the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID-19. This is from CBC, just so you know, a government-funded news source. Canada has fully subsidized media, which means that basically the government pays for it. Just so you know. He says, those who want restrictions removed and to have their personal freedoms completely restored need to do their part by getting the shot. That's it. That's a short article. But you can go and read that. I don't think that's how freedoms work. Go get vaccinated, that's what I hear. He's a horrible person, a bought off, just terrible guy. He's not for Saskatchewan. He's for money. I don't like him. But, if you want your freedoms back, go get in line and get vaccinated. You mean the rights that are guaranteed to me in the Canadian Constitution? Oh, wait, if I have to do something to get those in return, they're not freedoms, they're permissions. They're a list of temporary permissions. And George Carlin said something really great about this. You don't have freedoms, you have a list of temporary permissions, basically, is what he said. Can't remember what special that was, but George Carlin is amazing. That's exactly what it is. Everything that he said, just so you know, has come true. He is a very smart guy, and he wasn't stupid. I think he was assassinated. I don't know. but that's not important. George Carlin, just a overall cool guy. But that's not how freedoms work. I am guaranteed, not just freedoms, rights. He is talking about the rights guaranteed to me in the Canadian Constitution. Alright, so we're set to, in Saskatchewan, we're set to reopen July 11th, which I doubt is going to happen. However, that's what they say. Okay. So, I think even if we do reopen, it's only going to be for vaccinated people. That's what I think. We'll have to wait July 11th, but that's just some stupidness that I think is crazy. But that's not even just, I don't want the vaccine, man. It's only been tested for 8-9 months. And I want to bring up the point, Florida, Texas, freaking South Dakota, and the other 25 open states in the United States. All right, I'll use Texas as an example. 35% vaccinated, total. And they have significantly more people than the province of Ontario. Okay? So, a lot more people and a lot less vaccinated. Cat! Ontario is basically completely shut down. Texas is completely open. No vaccine passports, no masks. God, I wish I lived there. But why is that place? Again, significantly more people and significantly less people vaccinated. 70% vaccinated in Ontario. No, it's... And again, no, it isn't because there's more people vaccinated in those states that are open. It's not. They've been open for months. Months. Florida's been open forever, man. No, for that's hyperbole, but you know what I mean. Here, I'm going to read you something from VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. This is a CDC thing. VAERS ID 1026783-1, event information. Patient age 33, sex male, state territory, Mississippi, date reported 20/02/12, so that's second month, 12th day, date vaccinated, 02/1, so the second month, first day, date report received, second month, why am I saying that? That's February. Wait, yeah, so 2021, February 12th, February 12th is when the data report completed, date vaccinated, the 1st of February, and date report received, the 12th. Date of onset is the 1st of February, date died, he didn't die. Days to onset, zero. Vaccine administered by private, no one knows. Vaccine purchased by, not applicable. Vaccine report, form version 2, recovered, no serious yes. And yes, I know, VAERS doesn't have everything and isn't used to, but it is a good place to start because it's easy. Like, once you read rare 16 times, it's not rare. You go to CBC and, like, look up rare. And rare vaccine adverse events. And there's, like, 40 articles with it. It's not that rare, then, if it's 40. You know, like, if they're saying, oh, it barely happens. Ah. Vaccine type. COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccine. COVID-19 Pfizer. Pfizer BioNTech. Here is the here's the symptoms of said thing. Symptom: acoustic stimulations test, balance test, hearing sensation, burning. Oh, the first two tests, burning sensation, computerized tomogram, confusional state, CSF pressure increase, sorry, disorientation, dizziness, head discomfort, headache, hypersensitivity, inner ear disorder, magnetic resonance imaging, nausea, prison scope, tremor, vertigo, blurred vision, visual field test, parenthesia. Event categories: death, no. Life-threatening, yes. Permanent disability, yes. Birth defect, no. Hospitalized, no. Days in hospital, none. Existing hospital, well, that's not important. Office visits, yes. Adverse event description, sorry. I noticed a headache in the very top of my head within an hour of getting the vaccine. I thought it was normal because everyone I know said they got a headache from it. That's not normal. Over the next few hours, the pain moved down the back of my neck and became a burning sensation at the bottom of my skull. The pain was not excruciating, but it was constant. I thought it would eventually go away. I'm a pilot and fly for a living. 2 days after receiving the vaccine, I flew my plane and immediately noticed something was wrong with me. I was having a hard time focusing. Approximately 2 hours into my flying, I felt a sudden and extreme pressure in my head and nearly blacked out. I immediately landed and stopped flying. 2 days later, I tried flying again. I tried flying again, and the exact same thing happened again after 20 minutes. The burning in my neck intensified and was now accompanied by dizziness, nausea, disorientation, confusion, uncontrollable shaking, and tinkling. That's a weird way to describe it, in my toes and fingers. I immediately went to my hometown doctor, and he diagnosed me with vertigo. He prescribed me mesalazine. On February 5th, 2021, I took the medicine as prescribed all weekend with no relief. Monday, the 8th of February, I made an appointment for that Wednesday at the Institute. During Wednesday, the 10th to the 11th, I had roughly 10-15 tests performed on me, including balance, eye, and hearing tests, CT scan, MRI, and measured my spinal fluid pressure. The physician determined on the 11th that I had an allergic reaction to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. That severely increased my pressure in my spinal cord and brainstem. That doesn't sound good. That pressure causes my vision problems and ultimately ruptured my inner ear. Ruptured my left inner ear, breaking off several crystals in the process. I cannot fly with this condition. I am currently taking Diamox to reduce the pressure in my spinal cord and brainstem. And he was taking no medications at the time of the vaccine and no history of allergies. So that is that's just one claim. If my Wi-Fi was loading, I would be able to find the second one that I had. But yeah, that doesn't sound great, really. I mean, I sure don't want that. And again, I know that's not everything. But it was easy to find that. And, you know. Well, actually, it was kind of hard because I had to go digging for it. But still, you know, it's just All the stuff, it's just, you go to Vares. I'll leave the link to this in the description. My Wi-Fi is not loading right now, so I can't get to where I wanted to go. But like, did you hear that? He had a permanent, it said permanent in the report. And yes, it's not gonna happen to everyone. But, the point being that, I don't know what the point is. It's just getting that or your freedoms, you know, or like, you shouldn't have to choose between that and your freedoms. That should literally be, like, you should just have your freedom. You don't just take away someone's freedoms. And if you don't see that, my other one's not loading. Maybe it is. If you don't see that, you really need to take a hard look at what you think is a scary thing. Oh, here it is. But again, it's not everyone, but whatever. And I have to say that. But here, where was it? Damn it. Here, try this one. Oh my god, I'm just trying to get this stupid thing to load. Oh my god, come on, really? No. God, why? I had this really good article, but it looks like it disappeared from the internet. You know, I at least wait a couple years, you know, and no vaccine is safe, when it's only been tested for 8 or 9 months, and we'll get to that next segment, but, yeah, we're gonna go to a break. We gotta play a song for you guys, another song. My notebook. That's where I was going. You gotta check this bad boy for tunes. What band can we play? I know there's a few that I can. I don't even know what I'm doing at this point. Bloodprint. Coming up next, we got Foghorn by the. It's the debut single by the. Sorry about that. My cat disconnected my microphone. But Bloodprint, they put out their debut single, Foghorn, and it's a banger. That's coming up next on Phenomena Nations. We'll be right back. Love that song. They're great guys. Love Bloodprint, man. But, yeah, so we're gonna get into, COVID. But first, I want to talk about something in my personal life that I kind of wanted to, tell you about. So, as some of you know, I believe I mentioned on the show, I dabble in the vocals a bit of the death metal variety. I'm a big death metal fan. I love tech death, brutal death metal, old school death metal, blackened death metal, all the death metals except for symphonic death metal. Get that out of here. But because of that, I'm gonna be doing a song with a guy I know. Some of you may know him. I don't know. But I'm not gonna give away anything else because I just don't want to give anything else out away. But I'm doing a song with a guy. In a death metal band, I'm going to be featured vocalist on one of the tracks off their upcoming album. So, or hopefully anyway, so, I think that's going to be cool. You never know. He could just quit doing music altogether. I don't know. But I hope. He did say I could do it, though, so, that's going to be cool. Anyway, we're just going to get into COVID now. Take a good look at it. Now I kind of want to touch on a few things here. I have links to from what is it? The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. You know, the people that approves vaccines in the America. I have a few things about. What is it? The J&J, Pfizer, and what's the other one? Moderna. This is a fact sheet, an EUA fact sheet, emergency use authorization fact sheet from the FDA. I will leave the links to these in the description, just so you know I'm not just lying, because I got my sources, bro. I try to say as little as I can that I can't back up with a source of sorts. But I sure got this one, so I'm going to read you. I got one about Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J, also known as Janssen. And then we're going to go to the WHO to talk about a few things that I read on there today. Okay. What is the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine? I believe J&J, Johnson & Johnson is the company that developed it, and Janssen is the one that produces it. I could be getting that mixed up, but yeah, anyway. The Janssen COVID-19 vaccine is an unapproved. This is under what is the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine? This is only a 6-page article, and it's on the first page. The Janssen COVID-19 vaccine is, I'm just zooming in here just to make sure I'm reading it right, unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The FDA has authorized the emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, so. Anyway. So that's just for the J&J one. Now let's go to the Moderna one. Maybe this one's approved, right? What is the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine? First page again. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is, again, zooming in again, just to make sure I can read this right. Unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There... I'm really zoomed in here now. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Let's go to the Pfizer one now. The Pfizer-BioNTech or BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is, again, this is the same on all of them. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. This is literally on the first page of under what is the insert brand name, COVID-19 vaccine. So, and then, you know why? Because, and we'll leave the links to all those so you can go read them yourself. Because it takes a minimum of 2 to 3 years to get all the testing done for a vaccine. You know what else? It's approved for emergency use. So apparently, because according to the government, there's an emergency going on, and they can approve it for use in this time. But at some point, when there is no emergency, they can't use that anymore until the proper tests have been done, which usually takes, not usually, takes a, it definitively takes a minimum of 2 to 3 years to complete the minimum testing needed to have a fully approved vaccine. And also, just so you know, a vaccine company testing its own vaccine isn't testing, it's what's the word? Promotion, basically. Alright, so I just read you that. Now you hear about, oh, all these kids, they're getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Little heroes. Little heroes. And, just so you know, the U.S. And Canada are based on the same medical principles. So, yeah, I just use the FDA because it's the more known one. It's the same in Canada, so. So I'm here on the WHO website. Okay, so right here it says, approved COVID-19 vaccines provide a high degree of protection against COVID-19 from getting seriously ill and dying from the disease, although no vaccine is 100% effective. Just so you know, again, there is no approved COVID-19 vaccine. Also, and I'm not sure if people know this, it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. I know some people do. Again, Google it. I've read this on CNN and all the big, even liberal news sources. You don't not get it. It just makes the symptoms more mild. But just so you know, that's not how a vaccine works. Also, you know, everyone's saying, oh, I got sick out of the vaccine. That's how you know it's working. You know, this isn't hydrogen peroxide. When I got my vaccines for, like, polio and mumps and stuff, I wasn't sick. My arm was sore, yeah. But I think that's pretty normal. It's not like I was throwing up in the toilet and I had a massive headache. Like, last segment we read about the guy who couldn't even fly. His ears ruptured. That's not normal. Oh, everyone talks about, oh, they got sick after the vaccine. That's not right. That's not good. But anyway, and again, it doesn't prevent you from getting it. Okay. And again, no long-term tests. Oh, well, all the major things happen within a couple months. I believe it was the avian flu or the swine flu. They vaccinated people for it, even though there was only 12 cases in the entire United States. And multiple years later, many lawsuits came out because of lasting neurological damage that happened. It's on the Corbett Report. We'll go back a couple episodes in the description. We have a link to the episode of the Corbett Report where he gets into this and he has links to everything. But you can go back a couple episodes and read through to the descriptions just to make sure you didn't miss it. It says the Corbett Report and just read and just listen to that episode. But anyway, we are where was I? Where was it? Here, was it here? Who should get vaccinated? including those of pre-existing. Supplies limited, recovering children, lessons, more evidence is needed on the use of, okay, here it is. Sorry, I had the page up, but I didn't. Children and adolescents tend to have milder disease compared to adults. So unless they are part of a group of high risk of severe COVID-19, it is less urgent to vaccinate them than older people. More evidence is needed on the use of different COVID-19 vaccines in children to be able to make general recommendations on vaccinating children against COVID-19. Basically, you shouldn't get it if you're a kid. You know, like, that's kind of what they're getting at is it's proof or not enough evidence that it's safe to get your kids vaccinated. There's something else here. Let me try and find it. I took a screenshot of it just so I had it. It's kind of weird. Kind of like just disappeared from my phone. I took a screenshot of it though, so it should be here. I'm pretty sure. What the heck? Maybe it's up here. I gotta pause this recording. You know what? No. You guys get to hear me. COVID-19 advice. What the heck? What the heck? There is not enough. Well, here's the screenshot of it. I don't know where the hell this went. Maybe it's here. Wait. Vaccine trials are ongoing. Yeah, here it is. More evidence is... Oh, that was what I just read. Yes. More evidence is needed on the use of... Maybe this was what I was trying to... There's not yet enough evidence on the use of vaccines against COVID-19 in children and to make recommendations for children to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Children and adolescents tend to have milder disease compared to adults. However, children should continue to have their recommended childhood vaccines like mumps and measles and whatnot like that. So I have a screenshot of it. And it's this is just one single part of it, but here on the actual website, it's kind of just spread out through all of the article, and it's a pretty short article, relatively speaking. So even if so yeah. Also here, even if you're vaccinated, keep taking precautions. While the COVID-19 vaccine still will prevent serious illness and death, it doesn't prevent you from getting it. We still don't know the extent of which it keeps you from being infected and passing the virus on to others. You know, like, testing would maybe determine. The more we allow this virus to spread, the more opportunity the virus has to change. The flu does that every year. Just so you know, the flu vaccine doesn't protect against the flu. It protects against a single strain of said flu. They pick which one they think is going to be the most common that year, and then that's what they give out. What kind of strain of it, or variant, I guess. Keep taking actions to slow and eventually stop the spread of the virus. That's, whatever. Keep at least 1 meter from others. Wear a mask, especially in crowded, closed, and poorly vented settings. Clean your hands frequently. Cover any cough or sneeze in your bent elbow. I thought that was just common sense, but when indoors with others, ensure good ventilation, such as keeping open a window. But I thought that was the reason why people were getting vaccinated, so you wouldn't have to do that, but apparently not. Apparently getting vaccinated just means you're not going to be as sick. What the heck? Oh my god, it's just, it's like they're trying to make it hard to get information like this. You know, which they probably are. Wow, I was just trying to get to one article that I read last segment, but it kind of took me away from the page, and now I have to re-put it in, but whatever. So anyway, we're going to go to a break. That was kind of a weird segment, but basically, it's unapproved. I think that's what I kind of want you to take away from it. It's unapproved, and it doesn't prevent you from getting it. And just so you know, most people who got it weren't hospitalized, and even if you did know that it doesn't stop it, it just makes the symptoms less prevalent. Just so you know, the symptoms weren't bad that. To begin with, you know, like, if you got a flu, like, it's comparable to the flu. Sit down, cat. Well, anyway, that's just my thoughts on it. Not my thoughts, that's just my information. What happened here? My information. Yes, you're going to play a song now. We're going to play a song by Bloodline. They're a Texas metalcore band. Yo, they're sick. Really cool guys. Really cool. What song should we play? They play a bunch of good songs, so it's kind of hard to pick. But I think we're going to have to go with Who Knew? Coming up next on Phenomena Nations, we got Who Knew by Bloodline, a metalcore band from Texas. We will be right back after this.
See the rest, come keep me.
Hey Luke, you look sad again.
Yeah, I am. I just wish there's a place where I could buy Phenomenation's ankle socks, duffel bags, travel mugs, and baby clothes.
Well, what a coincidence. Because Max Pichetta, Phenomenation's podcast, just set up a merch store on Spreadshirt.ca. Or .com if you're American.
Well, really?
Yeah, you can find it in our link tree, which will be in the description. And not only that, you can get all the items that you wanted, and normal stuff, like shirts,
what's
pajamas.
What's not normal about this?
It seems like an odd request for ankle socks of a podcast, but I mean, you can get them if you want.
Yeah.
You can go on there and customize your shirts, sweaters, mugs, and all different sorts of things with all the different designs that I've
all
uploaded.
Different designs.
Yep. More to come. More designs to come. Do you feel better now, Luke?
Yeah, I feel great.
That's good to hear.
I'm going to go order some ankle socks.
Oh, yeah. And a duffel bag so you
and
can carry.
And baby clothes.
And baby clothes so we can carry all his merch. I don't know, he's carrying it all in the duffel bag, not the baby clothes. Check it out in the link tree in the description. Alright, we're just going to do a. We're going to do a not COVID segment now. I want to talk about some music. Now, I know that's like a common theme in the show, but something big has happened. This episode will be released on the final day of school for the year, for me, which is June 25th. And damn, there's new music coming out. I can't think of, I know there's some more, and I can't remember which exactly, who was doing it or what it was, but I just know that I wanted to hear it. But the main thing, one of my favorite bands hasn't put out music in a long time. Well, actually, they put out an EP in 2019, but their last full-length album was in 2016. So it's been a while. They're releasing a new single. So, a couple episodes back, you heard me talk about how I listened to basically the entire CKY discography in a day, including their first B-sides and rarities. I didn't listen to the second one because I couldn't find it. But that's not important. But I listened to all of it except for that last one in one day. And they're going to be putting out CKY, one of my favorite bands ever, my most favorite band ever, one of them, anyway. They're going to be putting out a new single on June 25th called Cindy, I believe. And I cannot wait. It's going to be so good, I think. I hope. Knock on wood. It's been so long since they put out some new music. Yeah, I know it's 2019, but that seems like a long time. And I really can't wait. They've been putting out consistently good albums since Volume 1. They put out Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild. Believe after that came An Answer Can Be Found. I feel like I'm missing an album. But, whatever. Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild. An Answer Can Be Found. What was it? Carver City and the Phoenix. And then they put out an EP in 2019, I believe, called Too Precious to Kill. And they're, of course, their B-sides and rarities albums, which I've only listened to the first one, but still. And every album has been strong. Some stronger than others, but they're all extremely good. I've never heard a bad CKY album. Honestly, and I hope they put out a new album soon that's good. You know, they've again they're if they're anything, they're consistent.
They don't, like, stray off, oh, we're going to try a sludge metal album, oh, let's try a speed metal album. Maybe that's a little bit extreme, but they've stuck to their kind of post-grunge alternative metal sound. If I had to put them somewhere, I'd put they're a grunge band, I think. You know, like Nirvana, Alice in Chains. But they're definitely consistent. And it's not that every song sounds the same, but you know what you're going to get, and it's going to be good. And I hope that they don't get, like, too weird, you know, and I definitely, and they evolved. Their sound has definitely changed a little bit, and that's good. You have to mature in a sense, but when you don't want to change, I don't want them to change their entire sound, like a lot of bands have done. And I think they got a good thing going, and I hope the new single sounds awesome. Oh my god, I just can't wait. But what I found, just moving on from that, because I'm kind of running out of things to say. Coming off of the new music and stuff, a lot of new music that I, is the new Mordred album coming out on, that day? Let me find it. Mordred. But a lot of music is coming out on the 11th of July. Or no, the 23rd of July. Which I think is kind of weird, but I don't know. I guess it takes what long? It all depends, really. Oh, not only that. The Dark Parade by Mordred. Here it is. Yep, July 23rd, 2021. Oh, well. Yeah, I can't wait for that to be out. Wait, what was I saying? New music. I was talking about Mordred. And then I was talking about... Damn it, what was I just talking about? I'm so sorry. How did I miss that? Oh my god! I remember. Honor! They're the thrash metal band from Sweden. We played their music before on the show. They're releasing a new EP this summer. And I can't wait. They're really cool guys, all of them. We're probably going to be doing something with them soon. Hopefully. That's going to happen soon. I cannot wait until their new EP it comes out. It's going to be awesome. They released the Demolition EP. I can't even remember. But now they're going to be releasing the Pandemolition because of pandemic. But it's a play on words. That's going to be out this summer. They have no set date as far as I know. They likely do, but it's just, it's not available to me at the moment. But I cannot wait until that is out as well. They're really cool guys. But, you know. This is going to be a shorter segment. We're just going to run plays another song. Coming up next, we got I Tap 2 and Cast Counterspell by Ring Out. They're kind of a more aggressive pop punk band. Can't remember where they're from, but they're good. So please sit back and enjoy some aggressive pop punk. I Tap 2 and Cast Counterspell by Ring Out. Coming up next on Phenomena Nations, we'll be right back after this song.
Sure.
And that's it. That's the end of the show. Thank you for enjoying it. I hope you did. Thank you for listening to it, at least. And, you know, I'm just glad to have you, someone listening. Because there's got to be someone out there listening to me right now, you know. Whether it be my my government agent that's spying on me, or, you know, just some random dude out in Germany or America or somewhere else in Canada, you know. But thank you very much. Now, I hope you enjoyed it. Go check out all the bands that we played today and on previous episodes. All the links that we've provided with for sources and stuff. And, yeah, so I guess that's kind of it. For questions, comments, suggestions for future episodes, or if you'd like to buy some ad space, or just simply donate to the show, email me at pshatmax111@gmail.com in the link, the email's in the description. Also, if you have, a band, or you know someone in a band that wants their music on the show, email me or message me on the Instagram. If you have any, just questions for me, whether you want to know about the show or how I started doing something on the show, or maybe you just want, like, relationship advice. I don't know. Just ask me anything. You can... I will likely answer it on the show. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to the show. Check out all the bands. And now, we're just gonna sign off. Listen to the song at the end of the show, The Virus by RC, Pro Freedom Rapper. You know our slogan. Don't forget to say no to mandatory masks and vaccines. And party on.
Whoever would have thought we could slip so far? The whole world locked down in a prison without bars. Suspicious of our neighbors, arguing with our friends. It's like we're counting down the days till society ends. But let's be honest, democracy died a long time ago. How long have we been spinning in place like a dynamo? Switching up one puppet for another Muppet actor. But the strings are all connected to the same puppet masters. Infecting every screen with their propaganda cues. Staying out of view, watching from the pews. Trying to keep us all inside where they pump us full of news. Only angles they approve, censoring the truth to make you think that I'm the enemy of our time. As if standing up for my freedom is some kind of fucking crime. So ask yourself, what's the bigger threat to humankind? The virus in the body or the virus in the mind?
Days go by as we march to the ending. Those in control, you won't last. Start repenting.
It's floating through the air. The virus can infect you without you being aware. The virus is everywhere, yet the virus is invisible. Not being afraid of the virus makes you a criminal. The virus kills businesses, livelihoods and freedoms. The virus picks and chooses, and the virus has its reasons. But the virus favors some, so be grateful if you're chosen. Churches close for service, but the liquor stores are open. The virus won't stop until everything is broken. Till everyone is injected and all that we own is stolen. Till the streets are desolate except for cops who patrol them. Making sure you have your papers and your permits for roaming. While the old die alone, history is repeating. Orchestrated behind closed doors and secret meetings. The scheme uses fear to coerce our compliance. But I will not sit in silence. It's time to cure the virus.
Days go by as we move.